Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This was a viral video. People were writing about this. They were linking to his Twitter account. Ken Davidoff of The Post actually wrote a whole thing about how it resurfaced and used your tweet. And it was all because there was a guy on Twitter who sent you the audio.
That's right.
Of this thing in London with Alex Cora. You said, let me try to find the video of this. You do find the video of it. You take your cell phone out. You record your computer, and you put it out there. Now, when you put it out there, you're thinking, ah, this will be interesting to a few folks.
Correct. Right? Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
And then boom, 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 boom. Yesterday on Twitter must have been an experience for you. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I tried to enjoy it as much as possible, or at least keep up with it as much as possible. Now, the key is after I left here, I had to go and do another shift. So I was tied up throughout the course of the day, but I was trying to check in here and there and, you know, see what people were saying. It was interesting, really, for me, not even so much replies personally, but to see the debate going on between the different fan bases and everyone's interpretation of this video and the venom that's out there, right? Astros and Red Sox fans pointing the finger at the Yankees. And you have a divide with the Met fans, those that want Carlos Beltran to remain and those that don't. So everyone kind of sees it and hears it the way they want, and then they build their opinions off of that.
Now, I saw that you were responding to a bunch of people on there because it seemed to me, now tell me if I'm reading this wrong or not, that you wanted to distance yourself from the idea that this video might in some way contribute to the firing of Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, because that had nothing to do with why I posted it, quite honestly. And honestly, if you read Ken Davidoff's piece, and he was the one that asked that first question to Alex Cora, and he referenced the fact that after that press conference ended, Cora sought him out to say, look, you know, I don't want this to come across as I'm accusing Carlos of anything, and we obviously know that they're very close and they're friends. So I just felt, I thought after the fact it was interesting just to go back and watch it, knowing what we know now. But I don't think in any way, shape, or form was he implying that Beltran was doing something illegal as a special advisor for the Yankees in 2019. So no, I don't think that it should contribute to Carlos Beltran being fired, nor would I want to be connected with that, because that was not the goal.
Yeah, no, I know. I know you don't want to be, and I don't think that would be a fair connection if it happened, but you know,
there's no proof in that clip. It's just an interesting thing to look back on in hindsight in the context of what we came to learn this week.
Now, this is something that I always think about in these viral video things from accounts. Like, you're not a guy who's got a million followers, but you might get a million views on this video.
And by the way, it went viral because of the video, not because of anything I said or did. It just happened to be a compelling video that, by the way, is available. That full press conference is still available on YouTube for anybody to watch.
It is something that you did, though, as you went and you found the video and you put it out there.
Once
and
the guy told me what to look for, it was very easy.
Is that
to
the Pac-Man guy?
Yes.
What's he getting out of this?
That's why I made sure to link his name.
What
when
does
I
HT
put the
mean?
Hat tip.
Like, hey, thanks for the heads up.
A little hat tip.
I didn't, to make it clear that I didn't just stumble upon this myself.
I didn't know hat.
You know, this isn't a John Boy situation where I was, you know.
Eddie, did you know hat tip?
No idea.
Of course.
Al, you're Mr. Social Media.
Nope.
Really?
No,
come on, Al.
No, I didn't know.
Have you seen H/T on
I would have said heard through.
The real question, CeeLo, is if this does get him, you know, fired, whose show on Fan will you appear on as a guest if all the shows call you?
What are they going to call and ask me? How do I feel?
What's
that
your relationship with Pac-Man?
You got blood on your hands.
Yeah, right.
How guilty do you feel about this?
Here's what I'd say.
Are you going to send a note to Carlos and his family?
MLB did this massive investigation, right? They talked about 75,000 emails and all these interviews. I'm sure at some point, somewhere along the way, they went back and saw this. I don't think over at the MLB office yesterday was like, oh my God, holy crap.
But if they didn't and you brought it to light yesterday.
Well,
or what if they were like, as long as this doesn't get out again, I think we're safe.
Yeah. Like, what if
maybe pull that down off you? I can't. By the way, I can't believe that the video didn't get killed yesterday.
Yeah,
it didn't get pulled down somehow.
Major League Baseball does not pull these videos down. Like when the whole John Boy investigation, the banging on the trash cans, and all that stuff. You would think Major League Baseball would be like, nope, we don't want that out there.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
It's still they just leave.
As well.
It's a credit to them; they're not running away from it.
Yeah. I agree with that. Did you get a lot of followers out of this?
I think it was like somewhere around 100.
Okay.
Which, I mean, is a big number.
For one day.
Right.
Yeah. But you're about to pass 700,000 views.
Yes, which is pretty wild.
It's not a great conversion rate.
Well, what are you going to do? Like I said, it's not like I put something out there.
I'm
oh,
just
my God.
With you.
This guy, we need to follow this guy. I just happened to take him. By the way, the fact that I had to use my cell phone because I don't know how to embed something from YouTube into a tweet.
Right.
So it was the grainy cell phone footage with the
got
not
the job
great
done.
Audio.
I think it made it more interesting.
Wasn't
the
like
fact
it was
that
crystal
it was that.
Clear.
It was like, look what I found type
yeah,
of
right.
thing.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
like you like a paleontologist who stumbled across a
bootleg video.
T-Rex tooth or something. You know, that's sort of what it felt like. But yeah, that's unbelievable, man.
It was wild. It just spread like wildfire. And once you get a couple of the big names that put it out there, that's kind of what makes it happen.
I feel like we're interviewing him for his success.
Well,
right
yeah,
now.
It's not a success. See, I don't want to come across that way because to me, it was honestly, we played the audio here and I just wanted to provide the video for people that were listening. And because the wink part of it and Cora's facial expressions and the hand motions, I thought, added to it.
Yeah, it was newsworthy.
I think you're right. I think whether it's a quote in the paper, if you don't hear it, you don't know exactly how it was meant to be said. In a case like that with the quote, you wouldn't have seen the wink without the video. You kind of need everything.
And that was what amazed me with people kind of running with it like, oh, my God, the Yankees have to be investigated. I didn't necessarily take it as that.
No.
I looked at it as a guy giving props to his friend for being someone who's smart, on the ball, and knows what to look for. That's how I interpreted it, honestly.
I'm just picturing Brody Van Wagenen now in a press conference saying, we were going to stick by Carlos full bore, but then what happened was we happened to see a video by WFAN's Chris Lopresti of Alex Cora accusing Carlos Beltran of cheating, and that's what put this over the edge. We are moving on from Carlos.
That would be the most surreal moment of my life if that's what went down.
All right, you got an update for us, Chris?
Yeah, so while we await word from the Mets on Beltran's status, the Red Sox were busy holding a big press conference Wednesday. You had four executives at the dais addressing their parting of ways with Alex Cora, sort of, because there was a lot of no comments, non-answers, asking fans and baseball types to withhold judgment until MLB completes its investigation into their 2018 World Series championship team. But as far as Cora goes, they really stressed the mutual aspect of his removal as manager, and then also had a lot of nice things to say about it.
Professional understanding that he had made a mistake. He admitted that what he did was wrong.
That's Chairman
I'll continue
Tom
this. I wouldn't
Werner.
Fire him. I know Boomer texted Al, what idiot said that Alex Cora shouldn't be fired? Did it? Me. He got suspended for a year. If he's your guy, I would have kept him.
Wait, what happened here? Hold on. I didn't know anything about this.
Jerry and I were driving home yesterday,
and
my text message went off. It was Boomer. I'll try to pull it up here. He sent this to me directly. He says, who said this morning? Quote, the fact that the Red Sox parted ways with Alex Cora, I think, is silly.
Me.
So I wrote Jerry. He said, oh, boy. Well, at least he has an opinion. I said, he writes, hopefully he was doing it just to take the other view. I said, nope, he believes it. Then he said, good for you.
Oh, really? So that wasn't that bad. He didn't say idiot.
Support from the Bulls.
I thought he did.
He didn't call you an idiot. Is there something that you didn't say in there?
Okay. No, I guess it just was, maybe I read it like, who's this guy?
Did
my own interpretation.
The thing with Cora, though, is because the Red Sox investigation isn't complete, they hadn't released his discipline yet. So it could be worse than a year.
But then I probably would have waited still to find out what it
maybe
was.
Maybe the Red Sox know what's coming down the line here.
Perhaps, and I wouldn't have fired AJ Hinch. But
Jerry, I would call him the radio tool. He's a radio tool.
Anyway, that first bite from the Red Sox press conference was Chairman Tom Werner, who then added...
But that doesn't mitigate, in our opinion, the extraordinary talent that he has. And we continue to be very fond of Alex.
But they had to move on in the best interest of the organization, and that suddenly puts a lot of pressure on the new young GM, Chaim Bloom, who now needs to find a new manager in short order because Red Sox pitchers and catchers report for spring training in 3.5 weeks. A couple of football notes for you. The money distributed by Odell Beckham Jr. to LSU players the other night after the national championship game. Real, according to quarterback Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow didn't do his teammates any favors.
No, he did not.
He basically said, I'm not a student athlete anymore. I'm allowed to take the money.
That's what he said. Yes.
Those other guys, well, tough.
And then magically, I'm not saying it's an exact connection, but all of a sudden you had 7 guys from LSU declare for the draft yesterday. Yeah. So I don't know if there's a connection there, but certainly their team's going to look a little different. LSU had initially suggested that these were novelty bills, but in light of all the footage out there and what Burrow had to say, they did release a statement yesterday saying that they are working with their student athletes, the NCAA and the SEC, to rectify the situation. So I'm sure that money will be returned for those players that will remain in college.
And we understand that the rules are stupid, but if you're Odell Beckham Jr., why are you going to get these kids in trouble?
Because he knows the rules like anybody, right?
I mean, that's the problem that I have. I just think he wasn't thinking. I'm not saying that the NCAA... No, I think that he probably knows, and he's like, hey, you guys deserve money. That's what I think it is. I think there's this idea from the athlete that this is ridiculous that these guys were this good on this stage and they're not getting any money, so I'm going to show up and I'm going to hand them cash.
But I do, and maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but I do think he's smart enough to know that you can't do it.
I just think
in the moment, he wasn't thinking.
And now, why was he allowed to give the headphones to the whole team before the game? Like, doesn't that count as some sort of gift?
Yeah, I don't.
Or whatever?
I'm not sure.
I don't know enough about the rules. Is it only for recruits that can't get gifts? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, and I disagree with a lot of the NCAA stuff.
As do I.
But that's not the point. Like, people are saying, "Oh, this is if you are on the side of the NCAA with this, you're totally wrong." No, we're not. We're just saying that we understand how stupid the rules are.
The rule.
So, but Odell's putting these kids in a tough spot by doing that.
With the cameras in their face right after the game on the field.
If you want to give them cash, there's 50 million other ways to get them cash that nobody's going to find out. When you're on the field after the national championship game with a television camera 2 inches away from your face and you're doing it. You're putting the guys in a tough spot.
And then they're trying to interview you about it. Now, he did pass it off and say, talk to the players. But, I mean, we literally just seen him putting cash in their hands. Anyway, the Giants yesterday interviewing former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett for their offensive coordinator vacancy. So that turned out to be true after the fact. His contract with the Cowboys had officially expired on Tuesday. And then SNY's Ralph Acciano also reporting the Giants have been tied to Bill Callahan, likely for their offensive line coach, his bread and butter throughout the course of his career. Just finished up a stint as interim head coach of the Redskins. So potentially some experienced members for the offensive staff for Joe Judge. We'll see what happens with that. You do have 2 conference championship games coming up Sunday. Mike Vrabel's Titans trying to pull off a 2007 Giants win 3 road playoff games to reach the Super Bowl, and they've certainly come a long way since early on in the season.
On October 14th, we were 2-4. I was a bad coach, and this was a bad team. You know, we tried to believe in each other. We tried to improve, try to prepare, trust each other, execute, and that's what's gotten us here.
And they did beat the Chiefs in the regular season at home. Also, Andy Reid just 1-8 in his career against Tennessee. NFC title game features the 49ers and Packers from Santa Clara. Niners look great coming out of the bye week against the Vikings. Jimmy Garoppolo says they are in great shape mentally.
You feel it in there. It's definitely a loose atmosphere, but I mean, that's kind of how it's been all year. You know, just guys are loose, but they're locked in at the same time. And it's a unique combination, but you know, we have the guys that are able to do it.
You did have George Kittle missing practice yesterday with an ankle injury, but obviously early in the week, plenty of time for him to get right. To the hoops, the Nets swept in their back-to-back set. They fell to the Sixers down in Philly last night, 117-106. Sixers end that game on a 13-2 run. Brooklyn's now dropped 9 out of 11. Rough game for Kyrie Irving, 6 of 21, just 14 points. And then afterwards, some blunt comments on the state of the roster.
It's out there. You know, it's glaring in terms of the pieces that we need in order for us to be at that next level. And I'm going to continue to reiterate
it. He even says even when he's healthy and Kevin Durant returns, still feels that they need more.
Collectively, I feel like we have great pieces, but obviously it's pretty glaring that we need, you know, 1 more piece or 2 more pieces that will complement myself, KD, DJ, GT, Spence, Karras, and, you know, we'll see how that evolves.
He did add it's something to worry about down the line.
The Brooklyn Nets
summer.
Suck.
Is that the right time for Kyrie to be saying those things?
I didn't have an issue with it. I mean, they have not played good basketball. They're 4 games under 500.
Guys barely played. He's
one
coming
big
in here.
Issue,
he's trying to blow up the roster already.
He's not blowing up the roster. He's right.
They don't pieces.
They don't finish games. They haven't all season long. I actually agree with what
there.
He said. He's around the team. No, that's not true.
But he's
not
been
around the team.
He's been around
he's
the
been
team fine, but
there.
He hasn't played. This is his second game back.
Just talking about what played. The coaches don't play, but they're with the team every day.
But how do you even know what compliments you when you have barely been on the court?
Because he sees what they lack and what their deficiencies are. They're a bad offensive team in crunch time. They've been all season long. That's why they are where they are.
It's always everybody else's fault with that guy.
He and Durant have had a lot of time to talk about it on the bench
and
come
seriously.
Up with a plan.
Right.
So. DeAndre Jordan left that game last night. Dislocated right middle finger. He was to be reevaluated today. Elsewhere, how about Markelle Fultz taking it to the Lakers last night in L.A.?
LeBron manning the middle defensively. Here comes Fultz. He'll drive on him. Spins around him. Nothing. Still trying to get inside. Went to the right side. Banked it up and in. Markelle Fultz, what a play there.
Dennis Newman, Magic Radio Network. Fultz getting the best of LeBron a couple of times last night. He finished with 21, 11 boards, 10 assists. LeBron missed a late three that would have tied the game as Orlando becomes the first sub-500 team to beat the Lakers this season, 119-118. The final, Luka Doncic with another monster triple-double. 25, 17 assists, 15 rebounds. His Mavericks beat the Kings, 127-123. Also, the Blazers dumped the Rockets, 117-107. And we'll hear from Mike D'Antoni later on, his team going through a bit of a rough stretch. One other NBA note, Zion Williamson set to make his NBA debut and his return from knee surgery next Wednesday night at home against the Spurs. Quickly, we get to the college hoops before we deal with the locals. Alabama handed fourth-ranked Auburn its first loss, 83-64. You had South Carolina dump Kentucky, 81-78. Now, at the rack last night, Geo Baker makes his return from a fractured left thumb. And he had himself a big night, and Rutgers with a win over Indiana.
Baker to the right. Knifes his way through the defense. Oh, with the right-hand tomahawk jam. Welcome back, Geo Baker.
Wow.
Rutgers ahead by 12. 2 minutes to play in the second half. Timeout, Archie Miller.
Great crowd there last night. Great call by Jerry.
Listen to the crowd, man.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it was fun last night. Yeah. It was cool. I mean, the Penn State game, this game last night, the place is full. It was cool. It was good. They got out to a 12-0 lead again. It's really... And then Indiana came back, took a lead, but then they ran right away from him again. It was fun.
Seems like they got a legit home court advantage this year, man.
12-0.
Yeah.
12-0 at home.
I mean, this is not fluky anymore. This is a legit home court advantage.
No, they're a good team. They are. And I don't know how the season ends, obviously, but so far, pretty good. Pretty good.
And that dunked the exclamation point on a 59-50 victory. Meantime, Seton Hall, a big road win, a comeback road win as they went to Indianapolis, knocked off number 5, Butler.
McKnight looking to throw in again toward the corner. Looking around, gets it into Roden, left wing, open for three, good! Jaron Roden hits the three! Seton Hall leads by 5! 40 seconds to go!
Gary Cohen all
Pete
fired
Alonzo.
Up. Learfield IMG College.
78-70. I think he's in that negative.
The final there as the Pirates improved to 13-4, perfect 5-0 in Big East play. So, you know, the New York NBA locals not playing great, but you got the Jersey College hoop teams playing well. St. John's, a 63-58 loser at Providence.
And then there's St. John's.
So, yes,
right.
That's right.
Great.
So there you go. You got the Rutgers and Seton Hall taking care of business as far as the hoops goes here locally.
Thank you, CeeLo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.